Joining us now is Kim Anderson, our grain marketing specialist. And Kim, this week I understand the USDA releasing some long-term projections for 2011. What are some of those numbers?
Well, what the market's concentrating on that 10-year projections, of course, is the 2011-2012 marketing year numbers. On wheat, they increased the the planted acres to 57 million acres from 53.6 million last year. The yield drought freeze, they've lowered the average yield estimate to 43.8 bushels per acre compared to 46.4 bushels per acre last year. Production for wheat at 2,130,000,000 compared to 2,210,000,000 last year. Our ending stocks about 30 million less next year, 688,000,000 versus 818 this year. And our price projected to average $6.50 next year compared to about $5.70 this year. Now, you got to remember that when we started the harvest this year, the price was about $3.50 in some parts of the state below $3. And prices have trended up. This next year, we're looking at coming into harvest with relatively high prices and probably trending down.
Let's talk a little bit more about the weather conditions and potential problems that may be associated with the potential freeze in Oklahoma and other parts of the U.S. How is that impacting the numbers?
Well, I think it's had a positive impact on our prices. The market, after they've reevaluated the freeze, the drought, they came in and, you know, the prices fell this week. I think the market's basically had a wait and see. But it definitely put the crop at risk, and it makes the weather on March to June much more important.
And internationally, some weather-related issues there, too?
Yeah, it came out this week. Ukraine's having some freeze problems. You remember last fall, the former Soviet Union country had trouble planting their wheat. So there's concern there. I always talk about China. But China's wheat is mostly irrigated wheat, so the drought's going to have a minimal impact on it, as it has the last 3 years with our dry conditions.
And what do you expect with prices in the next few weeks and heading into harvest?
Well, I think they're going to be very volatile. If we get dry, hot weather, then we're going to have prices skyrocketing. We get good weather, we're going to have them dropping maybe a buck and a half.
And finally, quick advice for producers?
Just don't get alarmed with it. Concentrate and put a crop in a bin.
Okay. Kim Anderson, we'll see you next time. Thank you.